Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. And today's topic is extreme makeovers. I love HGTV, home and garden television. I love interior decorating, and it's amazing to me what the designers and the construction people do on this show. Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna Gaines is awesome. House with Potential is awesome. Love It or List It is awesome. Flip It is awesome. I mean, all of these shows are just amazing. And I'm in awe of how they take something so old and broken and condemned and abandoned, and they make it better than it was before. I watched a show today, y'all, on Fixer Upper. That house was a hot mess, and it was just mind-boggling what they did. There was no resemblance of what that house looked like before, not even the outside, not even the way it was structured, the door, the deck, the porch, nothing. It was brand new. And this is what happens when you allow Jesus to take over your life. He does an extreme makeover on you. Between him dying on the cross for you and absorbing all of your sins, and then him sending the Holy Ghost back to guide you for the rest of your life here on earth, it's an extreme makeover. You will not look like the same on the outside. I've seen pictures of myself 20 years ago, and because I was so depressed and so angry, living in fear, I looked like an old woman. I mean, I looked horrible, like I smoked or drank or something, and I really didn't do either one of those. And now people tell me that I look 20 years younger. I'm 55, and people have told me that I look 28, 35, 40. I mean, I'm just in awe of the transformation that God has done on the outside. But more important is the transformation on the inside. So when these people on these shows go into their new home and their mouths just drop open and people fall to their knees and they start crying because they can't believe that this is on the inside now. And that's what happens when you completely surrender to Jesus. You are forever changed. It is a miraculous, beautiful makeover that deserves some sort of award because it's just mind-boggling. My mind is blown about the things that used to bother me that no longer bother me. How I react in stressful situations. How I react to controlling, manipulative people. How I react and respond to my children, how I react and respond to my ex-husband, who I fought with for years. I am completely transformed on the inside. Does that mean I'm perfect? No, I'm a work in progress. Nobody's perfect but God. And yet I know that I've changed. And people who have been with me at my current church, Grace, who've known me since I've been there, they're like, wow, you're a completely different person. And I am. The transformation on the inside, y'all, is what's key. The outside, that's just a bonus. But the inside, my heart has changed. My thought process has changed. I'm at peace. I'm no longer living in fear. Do I still have anxious moments because of my OCD? You better believe it. Do I get sad? You better believe it. But it's not that suicidal depression like I had before. I'm still human. I make mistakes. But I know I'm different. I wake up singing songs of praise, hearing verses in my head, thinking about people that I need to pray for, asking the Holy Spirit, what can I do today in the kingdom of God to glorify Him? Guys, you need an extreme makeover. And I'm telling you that Jesus is it. No disrespect to any other religion. If you want to go to heaven, Jesus is the only way. And if you're ready to make that step, I need you to repeat after me out loud, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my past mistakes and wrongdoings. I surrender my life to you. I believe that you died on the cross for me and that you rose again. I'm ready to live for you. I'm accepting you into my heart and into my life. I'm ready to be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen. And I believe if you prayed that prayer out loud with me, that you are now born again, that you are saved, and that you will spend eternity in heaven. So I'm excited for you. And what I need for you to do is find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and tell them about your extreme makeover. That's step one. And the Holy Spirit in your church will help you with the other steps that you need to live a new life. Because you know what, honey? It's all good from here. And that doesn't mean that there won't be problems. There will be. But the eternal reward that's coming is worth it. It's worth the fight that you're about to have with the enemy, Satan. It's going to be so worth it in the end. Just remember to pray. And start listening to some really good podcasts like Stephen Furtick and Priscilla Shira, Tony Evans, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer. Oh, I pray that you are abundantly blessed and that you enjoy your extreme makeover as much as I've enjoyed mine. God bless you.